So you may have noticed that I'm not alone. It's kind of hard to miss, I think. You want to say hi? Okay. Liba is here to help me with my Dabar Torah right now because she is part of the inspiration. It was about an hour before Kol Nidre when we were listening to some music and a song came on that I somehow knew the words, so I must have heard it as a child, but I don't think that Liba and I had ever listened to it before. And it was just perfect for this moment, the day, the Shabbat between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So I hope you'll bear with me. I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to sing a little bit, and I hope by the end you're going to join in. You going to sing with me? We'll see how it goes. All I really need is a song in my heart, food in my belly, love in my family. So it's an hour before Kol Nidre, and Rafi, the great Jewish sage, tells me that all I really need is food in my belly. And at first I'm struck by the irony, and then I think about this moment. And in fact, I think that might be one of the messages of the holidays. We take it away on Yom Kippur, and on Sukkot, we celebrate the abundance of food. So in this moment in between, we think about that sometimes all we need is some food in our belly. I think about the third one, all I really need is love in my family. And I think about the holidays, and in fact, and sometimes that's the hardest to have love in our family. Sometimes it's because all our family's around, and then it's hard to have some love sometimes. And sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes we feel alone. Okay. Where's mommy? Anybody see mommy? Okay. She tried. Sometimes it's hard because we don't have family around. Either we've lost them, it's hard because we've had a fight, it's hard because we can't talk even though we know we want to. Sometimes our family is our friends. Sometimes our family is the people we sit next to at shul. But sometimes we just need that love. And then there's the first one. All I really need is a song in my heart. A song in my heart. And I think about the fact that on Yom Kippur, we strip away our food, we strip away our water, and on Sukkot, we get kicked out of our houses and are told to go live in a shack in the backyard. And what are we supposed to do while we do these things? Not eating on Yom Kippur and sitting in a shack on Sukkot? We're told to celebrate. We're told that these are the high moments of the year. Yom Kippur is a high holiday, and Sukkot is just called the holiday. Because sometimes all we need is a song in our heart. These two holidays are sending us a message that no matter how bad things are, there's always music, there's always love, there's always a chance for better. So, if you don't know the words, try and figure it out. It's not the most complicated song, and please join me, because there's a reason you didn't hire me as your cantor. All I really need is a song in my heart, food in my belly, love in my family. Again, all I really need is a song in my heart, food in my belly, love in my family. Louder! All I really need is a song in my heart, food in my belly, love in my family. And so what I wish you this Shabbat as we stand poised between Yom Kippur and Sukkot is I wish you food in your belly, love in your family, and a song in your heart. Shabbat Shalom.